Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was really fun because Cindy Campanera is awesome.
She seemed like a hoot.
She is a hoot. That is the word.
She's a hoot and a half.
So she is a comedy writer.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother is a comic, but I have always liked her more. What? I know her much better.
Okay.
Anyway, so but her dorkdom was old, sort of murder cop procedural-y things like NYPD Blue.
Okay, but old ones.
Yeah, because she will only watch shows once they're done.
Oh, okay.
She said it cuts down on the tension.
Right.
She's right.
It does. It does.
I wonder if that's how I want to watch Mad Men now. Nope.
Nope. I can't see you watching Mad Men at all.
I saw the first season.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I love the ads. I love the how it, sort of the old sort of Glengarry, Glen Ross kind of ad explanations.
Right, right. The stories about the ads were the interesting thing to you.
And it turned out in the Cindy Campanera podcast that we just did, The Dork Forest, it turns out her dorkdom is not those old TV shows so much as specific scenes in specific TV and movies.
Okay.
She will watch them over and over and over again to see how the main character acts, and then to see how the other people react around.
Okay.
Because you know what they say about acting. A big part of it is reacting.
Oh, yes.
That's one of the things
so she likes
you.
To watch people act.
She really does, and she likes it when it's realistic and it feels organic or it feels like it important or something.
Mm-hmm.
So this was fascinating. It probably took us 35 minutes to get there.
Right.
But until then, it was just a fun chat.
Just a fun chat with a friend?
Yep.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden,
and you're into the
dorkdom.
You're into the dorkdom, and then that takes you all the way to the end.
That's it. Got to have her back again, because at the end, she introduced something brand new, like in the 59th minute.
Sure.
And
what was it?
I can't remember.
Oh, no.
Somebody, Todd, email me.
Oh.
It'll be great.